G'day and welcome to Partakers. I've recently returned from a tour or a trip of the United States, and so for the next few Sundays I'm going to be doing something that I don't normally do and give a personal reflection on that tour. This week I thought I'd share about London, where I spent some time with my wife before I flew out. There are some people who have great consternation that I should fly out to America to have a jolly good time while leaving my poor wife behind in order to work. But we have been doing this for years, and I wouldn't go if my wife didn't want me to go. As I said, we've done it for years. It started 6 weeks after we got married. My wife went back to Korea for 6 weeks to prepare for the big wedding there. So we are quite used to it. And we love London. London is our town. It's our hometown. It's the place where we met. It's the place where we first got married. It's the place which has such great memories for us, including some of our favourite people in the whole world. And we go back there every chance that we can get. It was good to spend quality time with her before I flew. But not only did we spend time together, we also spent time with good friends that we've known for over 20 years. Friends who have prayed with us through all this time. Friends who were my best man at my wedding. Friends that we trust. So it was also good to see them and have them pray over us before we left. And of course it's important that a husband and a wife spend time together before they're separate, even for such a time as this, which is only 7 weeks. Of course, that was the agreed amount of time that I could be away. And of course, husbands and wives should spend quality time with each other before endeavouring on anything. And it helps build a healthy relationship. So for those people who were worried about my wife, she was perfectly fine. She loved being in London with me. She liked to see me going away and doing the Lord's work. If she didn't want me to go, I would not go. One day she will come with me. We both know that. And maybe one day is the next time. Of course, part of London was our favourite restaurant, Wong Kee's Chinese Restaurant, right there in the middle of Chinatown in Gerrard Street, a restaurant which was once billed as the rudest restaurant in the world because of some of the antics that they got up to. Unfortunately, they're no longer like that. But we still love going there because it has our favourite dishes. Nowhere else can I get scrambled egg and beef on rice. Of course, all the other cheaper Western restaurants in the West End of London have closed down, unfortunately. But we still go back there because Wong Kee's is there. They have great food for about a fiver. You can't beat it. Anyway, that's it for this week. Next week, I'll start to talk about Minnesota. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.